Leaving the Carton Hotel in Kinsale, there's so much I could say about the place, the venue, what I thought of the hotel, and so on. It is the kind of place about which I could say a lot. Now, you could too if you go to any place. It just so happens that I kind of love hotels. But what I will want to say is about a particular thing that struck me, which I hadn't thought of before. And it is about the conversation I've just had in the hotel and the way that reflects on the hotel itself. Now, I must admit that in the back of my mind, there is a recent audiobook from documentary, Christian Payne, about his memorable experience in London. So, in case any of you have heard that, that is in my mind. But the point about this is that the conversation I had with my client in that hotel went terribly well. Meaning that, I enjoyed it, number one. We did real work. We moved forward in our relationship. I'm getting lost coming out of this hotel. So there's a thing about the Carton Hotel. Unless you're careful, and you, while you are rushing, you can get lost going out of the car park. Where is the way out? Anyway, the point about it is that this hotel, I have had a great meeting in this hotel, right? And that, you know, that is, I had coffee, I had a croissant, the location, everything worked. But the actual experience of leaving, I will remember the work with my client more than anything else. If I don't get out of here, I'm going to remember getting lost more than anything else. No, I finally found my way out. It's a bit like a labyrinth, actually. And I love labyrinths. But I do have to quickly get back to Cork for another, my own company meeting, internal company meeting. But, okay, back to the pointed issue. The conversation with the client in the hotel reflected well on the hotel. And this is the point. Because I've had a conversation I will remember, an innovative experience of how to present the kind of collaboration that the client and I can do together. And that's another story. What the detail of that is another story. But just to, if you'll accept that it was innovative, it was satisfying, it flowed, everything. And I'm now leaving this hotel up along a gorgeous avenue of trees with all of their leaves on, covering up and light coming through the trees, so it's mottled on the, and it's long enough, this passageway out of the hotel, it's long enough for the passageway to be a transition to a different pace and tone and style of living as I drive back towards Cork City. You know, there is that tree lined I've just come along, in case you ever come to the Carton Hotel. Actually, let me make absolutely certain that I'm not stumbling over the accuracy of this. I was in a place called the Carlton Hotel, which is different from Carton House. Carlton Hotel in Kinsale. And the hotel has, not only am I leaving with the experience behind me of a satisfying conversation, but I'm now giving credit to everyone I met in the hotel for why it went so well. I'm now remembering the person who chose the location and saying, whoever made that decision to locate here was a good person. I'm then looking at the design of the building and I'm saying, and it did remind me of a building whose design I found ugly, but it reminded me of how a few small changes can transform something which had an ugly shape into an absolutely great, interesting, at least interesting, experience to look at and satisfying one to look at. And this hotel has got concrete, it's got stone, it's got wood, it's got glass, it's got metal, and it even has some of the metal is not straight lines. It has a curve in the outside of the building. And I'm thinking of another experience I had in a hotel, the one at Castle Martyr, to be exact, where when I looked at the new bit of the hotel in Castle Martyr, I thought, that is very ugly. How could anybody do something as ugly as that? But the little differences there are in this new, relatively new hotel, the Carlton Hotel, make it very good. And then the receptionists were great. I had a little conversation about the new iPhone, and I got the impressions of two women about the new iPhone, one of whom had an iPhone 3G and skipped the 4 and is planning to buy the 5. And absolutely, the 5 is for her, I would say a must buy. And we talked about why and a little bit. The other person doesn't own any smartphone, but the conversation may well have... I think her appetite is already whetted, and I'm thinking to myself, Apple are onto a winner here, for all sorts of reasons. But that conversation, the conversation I had with the lady who brought me coffee, the conversation I had with the man in the restaurant before that, the lady brought me also a croissant, and all of this is now wrapped up in one big package, so I'm leaving satisfied. So it'll all blur in future into I remember I had a good time that day in that hotel, and I won't remember any of the details of what my client and I spoke about. I won't remember the details of what any of the staff actually did. But what I will remember is, hey, that's a good place. I liked it. And as a consequence, I will go back. In fact, I've already arranged to go back next week. Again, an hour and a half focused conversation. We're contracting to do something, which I would say is the most important thing any business can do for itself, and it is to actually clarify why it exists, what it stands for, where it's coming from, where it wants to go, what kind of conversation it wants other people to have about it. All of this in order that it might do the obvious things, which is, increase turnover, more importantly, improve cash flow, and also make profits to plow back into the business and repay its shareholders. But essentially, produce, positive cash flow, and as a consequence of that, be able to last as a business, to have a lasting impact into the future, right? Not just simply survive, tick over, until it was closed down by a receiver or whatever. How it can positively, I'd use the word sustainable, except that it would actually, immediately associate me with being, in the energy conservation area. And much and all as I love energy conservation, I don't want to project myself as being, somebody who helps businesses become sustainable because of the ambiguity that there might be, even though I actually mean exactly that. How could I make a business be sustainable? Okay, I'm a long way now from the good experience I had in the Carlton Hotel. I'm going to share this audio experience. I'm going to it'll naturally go out on Twitter automatically. It'll be on Audioboo for anyone to find it, or Google will find it when I put hashtags on it. But then I'm going to do a bit more than that. I'm actually going to be a little bold, and I'm going to send it to the Carlton Hotel's, I'll call them community manager, although they may not have a person with that job title. Somebody tweets on behalf of that hotel. And I'm not hired by them. There's no affiliate marketing. I'm not getting paid for if anybody decides to go and buy know, buy themselves a weekend there, because they've heard about the hotel from me. I won't get paid a penny, and I'm not really looking to be paid either. Sometimes that's the best way of getting hired. Don't look to be hired at all. But anyway, that's another little story. But I am going to send this to the hotel, and I'll perhaps send it to some other hotels too. I have a few lovely contacts with hotels. I'm going to put a little plug in for the Cliff House Hotel in Ardmore, and I'm going to put another plug in for another hotel, which is Gregan's Castle in County Clare, and I'm going to stop there because neither of them are paying me to say that, but I had a very, very good experience at both of those places recently, and I've also had a very good experience at the Carlton Hotel. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening. It's just very nice to be able to kind of debrief, because I've got nobody with me in the car to talk to and to say how did that go. But out of it has come one core point, as far as I'm concerned, which is that if you have a conversation in a particular space, and it goes well, it can rebound very valuably on the place where you had it.